Chapter 7. A Sad Day. It was again many months before Billy heard back from his cousin Connie. Billy lived in a fog of forgetfulness. The young elephant often stood for hours on end without moving. If it wasn't for the occasional twitch and curl of his trunk tip, you would have thought that he was a statue. Some days Lucy and Billy never even spoke a word to each other. Both were lost in their memories, worlds away from the zoo. Almost an entire year had passed. There was still no word from Connie. Billy's impatience turned to worry. It wasn't like his cousin to be so quiet for so long. "I'm going to write him," Billy said firmly. "I'm going to write Connie again in case the other letters got lost. Maybe this one will get through." Billy walked over to the exhibit corner and sat down to write. "Dear Connie, I haven't heard from you in such a long time. Maybe the letters got lost. I am thinking of you. Send those as soon as you can. Your cousin, Billy." The young elephant folded the letter and slid it carefully into the white envelope. Using the tip of his trunk, Billy sealed the envelope shut. After the letter was sent, Billy waited anxiously for news. More days passed, still no word from Kenya. Then finally a letter arrived. Billy trumpeted with joy and tore open the envelope, eager to hear about Connie's exciting adventures and news of the family. But his smile quickly vanished when he read the first sentence. "Dear Billy, Winston is dead. Ivory poachers. Everybody's crying. I can't write more. The family is on the run, hiding. I will write as soon as I can. Your cousin, Connie." Billy froze, shocked by the news. In an instant, the young elephant was flung back to the day of the call when his mother was killed. He smelled the smoke and heard the gunfire. Billy called out, "Ma, Ma," and saw her fall before his eyes. Billy's scream broke through Lucy's dream world. She turned from the wall and lumbered over to the young elephant as quickly as her aching old body would allow. "Billy," she cried. "Billy, it's all right. It's me, Lucy. You're with me." Lucy reached out and caressed his face with her trunk, desperately trying to wake the young elephant from his nightmare. But Billy would not, could not stop sobbing. He struggled free and ran to the other side of the exhibit, where he picked up the old log and tossed it high into the air. "My name is Aminti! My name is Aminti!" he bellowed. Commotion brought the keepers running, but instead of calming Billy, they grabbed a fire hose hanging outside the exhibit. The two men stood firm, readying for the hose's powerful blast. They turned it on the frightened young elephant. The spray was so strong that it pushed Billy up against the wall. Water filled Billy's trunk so that he could hardly breathe. He choked and coughed. Lucy lunged forward, pushing herself between the cold blast of water and the young elephant now driven to his knees. Turning to face the exhibit front, Lucy angrily confronted the two keepers. Magnificent in her defiance, Lucy stood her ground, once again the regal African matriarch whom she was born to be. With a mighty roar, she raised her trunk in warning and commanded the keepers to stop. Wisely, the keepers quickly took heed. They turned off the water, and in their panicked haste to get away from the towering elephant matriarch, fell on their backsides and scrambled away, never taking their eyes off Billy's protector. Lucy and Billy were left alone. Water stood in pools on the concrete floor. The other zoo animals were silent, and the only sound to be heard was the soft hum of highway traffic rushing by. Lucy gently helped Billy to his feet. Folding her trunk around his shoulders like a comforting blanket, she walked by his side until they reached the back corner. There, Lucy tucked Billy in for the night. She never left his side. Early the next morning, Billy wrote his cousin. His trunk shook and his body still stung from the needle-sharp spray of the fire hose. "Dear Connie, I can't believe that Winston is dead. He was one of the toughest and smartest of all bulls. How could this have happened? Is everyone else okay? Did the family move on? Grandmama and the aunties must be heartbroken. With great sadness from your cousin, Billy."